Well, there is no other way to say it. Leon Fleischer is a legend. The musician is an acclaimed pianist and conductor and a revered teacher. He's also a role model and inspiration for overcoming adversity. Leon Fleischer will perform in the Linton Chamber Music Series on April 21st and 22nd. Mr. Fleischer, what an honor to speak with you.
Well, that's very kind, Suzanne. I feel somewhat mortified or stonified when I'm referred to as a legend. I feel I should be like a statue.
Well, before we talk about your upcoming performances here, you were just here in Cincinnati a few months ago for a residency at CCM. You were giving
some master classes.
Yeah. How did that go?
That went very well. I had a great time. It's a wonderful school, and I was very impressed with the orchestra. I was able to sit in on some rehearsals with the orchestra, Mark Gibson, some student conductors. Very impressive. Mm. And I'm an old friend of the dean of the school, Peter Langren, who I'm not sure if he comes from Baltimore, but he certainly spent a large part of his life here in Baltimore and was a very, very productive member of the community, musical community and civic community.
I know some people who sat in on some of your master classes and just said you were absolutely brilliant. What a teacher and mentor. And it seems that that really has been a part of the core of who you are as a musician, such a deep commitment to nurturing young talent. I know that you benefited from some really amazing teachers and mentors yourself. Is that sort of where that comes from?
I'm quite sure that's where it comes from. I was unbelievably fortunate as a kid to have the distinct honor of playing for Arthur Schnabel, who was one of the seminal figures of the 20th century in music. He accepted me as a student, and I worked with him for 10 years, from 9 to 19.
You have some real wisdom to impart to those young people that you work with, beyond just the musical kind that you got from your mentors and teachers, with the life-changing condition that really altered the path of your musical career. Do you get into that? Does that affect your approach to teaching these young people?
Well, I think it affects my approach. We don't really discuss it too much, but it's something that's present there because it's a condition that attacks more people than like to let on. This condition is called dystonia, focal dystonia. There are any number of great musicians who have suffered, who suffer from it, and whose careers have been curtailed by it. It's a neurological condition, somewhat in the same family as Parkinson's, but quite different. But there's some 10,000 musicians in this country that suffer from focal dystonia, and it's an incurable and uncontrollable disorder that consists of certain muscles that contract involuntarily. We found the medical community finally, after decades of searching, has found a way of, to a certain extent, dealing with the symptoms of it. They can't cure it. They don't know what causes it. But curiously enough, regular injections of Botox, of all things, helps keep the symptoms to a certain extent under control, and those shots enabled me to resume a two-handed career again, mm-hmm. to a certain extent.
And that's why we are going to be very fortunate to hear you perform here in Cincinnati at the end of April. Sharon Robinson, Jamie Laredo, they are the co-artistic directors of the Linton
yeah.
Music Series, and along with Ida Kavafian, they're all old friends of yours, aren't they?
I am responsible for the matchmaking of Jamie and Sharon.
Well, do tell.
Yeah, matchmaker, matchmaker, that's me.
I'm not going to let this pass. You must tell that story.
Sharon was a student here at Peabody, and Jamie's been a friend of mine ever since he was a teenager. And I had this series here in, well, not here in Baltimore, but, well, we played sometimes in Baltimore, but it was mostly in Washington at the Kennedy Center, Theater Chamber Players of Kennedy Center. It was a chamber music series, and I asked Jamie to play on one of the programs. We had a couple of pieces that included violin and cello, and that's where they met.
So you really literally are responsible. You were the matchmaker.
Oh, yes. I am the instrument of their connubial bliss.
And several decades strong now, so that's lovely. Congratulations.
Yes.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
Now, you're performing this Brahms quintet with these wonderful old friends. You're also including a young newcomer into the mix.
That's right, Bella.
Yeah.
Christova.
Tell me about Bella.
Well, I first met her in... Jamie has this annual, this marvelous pair of concerts that he does at Carnegie Hall the end of every September during the holiday season. He gathers unto his bosom, as it were, some, I think, 60 young musicians from around the whole country. They audition, and he makes an orchestra of them, and they rehearse intensively for a week, and not just rehearse as an orchestra, but play chamber music, which is even more important, I think, in a way. And they give these two concerts in Carnegie Hall, two different programs. I was soloist with him, about 4 or 5 years ago? I think it was either Beethoven 5 or Brahms 1, something like that. And Bella was his concertmaster. I first met her there, and she's gone on to start quite something of a career. This will be the first chamber music that I will have played with her.
So once again, you're a mentor to a young person.
It's such a joy. It's what invigorates me. It enlivens me. Working with gifted young people who are curious and are looking for answers. And I remember very clearly still some of the questions that I had when I was that age, some of which have not yet been answered for me. But I remember searching for those answers and the joy it was to, in effect, sit at the feet of people like Schnabel and George Sell and Pierre Monteux and search for those answers and listen to their answers to these challenges that beset all of us in music.
This Brahms Quintet, what do you love most about this piece?
It's one of his major works. In fact, it took him quite a while to decide on its actual format. He thought of it as a sonata for two pianos. He thought of it potentially as a symphony. It was his friends Joachim and Clara Schumann that I think suggested to him that he try it as a piano quintet. It's one of his major works, major, major works. It's just beyond words. It's beauty. I'm really looking forward to playing it.
Well, we are just absolutely thrilled with anticipation to hear you and these wonderful friends, old and new. Pianist Leon Fleischer is one of the performers you can hear on April 21st and 22nd as part of the Linton Chamber Music Series. Mr. Fleischer, thank you very much.
Suzanne, it's been a pleasure speaking with you again.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Suzanne Vona.